It is Tuesday on Time for Book Picks, a wonderful list from our independent bookseller of the week, Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck, who is joining us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this holiday season. Yes, it's a holiday season. Yay. Susanna, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, let me ask you a question. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, so I apologize, but I'm just curious. So there was this thing, we have Black Friday, whatever. And there's Black Friday. And then there was, and the president took part in this local Saturday or whatever.
Yeah, Small Business Saturday. Yeah.
And the president went to a independent bookstore in Arlington, Virginia. And I was just curious. So did people really like hit you really hard on Saturday? Was that good?
Saturday was wonderful. This is maybe, I want to say the third or fourth year that American Express has sponsored the Small Business Saturday initiative. And it's really starting to take off. And people are really starting to recognize.
Well advertised,
maybe I should not just shop at the mall on Black Friday weekend, but actually spend some dollars in my community at an awesome independent store, whatever store you choose to shop at.
Right. Whether you're looking for furniture or books or socks.
Indeed. And I was thrilled to see the president out shopping at an independent bookstore second year in a row. As far as I know, last year he also did the same. And it's always a treat. And it's so great to have a president who is about books, you know, who loves books.
Bought a lot of kids' books,
and values
bought a lot
them.
Of children's books, and brought the girls with them. So very cool. Well, so you have a wonderful list, and I don't know where we're going to begin, but it could be with a children's book.
It is. Actually, all of my books are children's books today.
Okay. Every day is
kids'
books.
Because, you know, kids need books for Christmas.
Yes,
this is very
do.
Important. This is very important stuff. So the first book on my list is called The Christmas Tugboat. This is a beautiful new picture book. The illustrator of which is James Ransom, who lives in Rhinebeck, incidentally. James has illustrated, oh my goodness, I want to say upwards of 25, 30 picture books, mostly historical or nonfiction in nature. This one is the story of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree and how it is delivered to New York City by tugboat on the Hudson River. And it's told through the eyes of a little girl whose father is the tugboat captain. It is a gorgeous picture book with great narrative story. It's a perfect holiday read aloud for younger kids. I'd say maybe ages 4 to 8 because it is pretty text heavy. So I would say it's probably not for the littlest kids. And James is going to be at our Rhinebeck store this Saturday at 4 o'clock, December 1st. And it's part of the Rhinebeck Sinterklaas celebration, which if you're not familiar with, it's a traditional Dutch Christmas celebration. They've been doing it in the village for a number of years now, and it really has taken off. They get thousands of people coming into the village for this day-long celebration. And our contribution to that day is going to be a book signing with James at 4 o'clock.
That's very cool. It's a beautiful book. Does the tree come in by tugboat every year?
Apparently, yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. That's a beautiful book.
Yeah.
It's The Christmas Tugboat, How the Rockefeller Center Christmas Tree Came to New York City. And James Ransom will be at the store on Saturday at 4 o'clock in Rhinebeck.
Great.
Excellent.
Next up, I have a middle grade novel. I'd say this is for 8 and up. It's called The High Skies Adventures of Blue Jay the Pirate by Scott Nash. Yes, it has a nice, wonderful, long title. It's Scott Nash's first novel. He's illustrated over 40 picture books, and this is his first attempt at middle grade, and it is exceptional. It's the idea of birds as pirates, as swashbuckling pirates. When Scott was coming up with the idea for the book, he looked at books, at different kinds of birds like the blue jay and the thrasher, and they had all these really interesting characteristics. And it occurred to him that birds are not fluffy little adorable animated critters like they're portrayed in a lot of children's books and whatnot. They're actually quite evil sometimes and tricksters and clever, smart creatures. So he turned them into this band of fabulous swashbuckling pirates. The book is great. It's filled with full color illustrations, and it's sort of a good thing to hand a kid who's not quite ready for Robert Louis Stevenson and who also maybe wants something that's going to be a little more accessible.
He starts it off with a riff on Robert Louis Stevenson.
Right. Here, I think it's definitely that kind of thing.
It's it's funny you say that about birds, because and I don't want to offend anyone. I know maybe I'll get letters, but you know, when you look at birds in flight, you say, "Oh my God, they're absolutely beautiful," and then when you have an opportunity, either through through binoculars or death, you realize that they're kind of scary.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So this book sort of underlines that a little bit. It's The High Skies Adventures of Blue Jay the Pirate by Scott Nash, published by Candlewick.
Next up is another middle grade. This one is probably okay for a precocious 8, but maybe better for a 10 and up. The Peculiar by Stefan Bachman. This book was pitched to me as sort of the new Christopher Paolini. The kid who wrote this was 16. He's a super genius. He grew up in the States, but now lives in Switzerland. And of course, that made me immediately extremely skeptical. And I almost wanted to not like it on purpose, because I was trying to be, you know, smarter than smart. But you do know what? It is so good. It's really, really wonderful. It's about a changeling in steampunk London. There are fairies. There's a lot of darkness. Bad things are happening, and this kid has to save his sister. And his sister is this character who, she's sort of a half magical creature. She has branches growing out of her hair instead of her hair. She has branches growing out of her head, which is just such an incredible image. And I absolutely loved this book. It's perfect for fans of Wildwood, or kids who have done the Harry Potter books, though I wouldn't compare it to Harry Potter. It's great for kids who love fantasy, who have read all the Rick Riordans. But it also is backed up by exceptional writing.
It really blew
me away.
his birth year is... I have worked here longer than he's been alive.
Yeah, I know.
Well, good for him. The Peculiar by Stefan Bachman.
Now on to young adult. So first up, I have a novel called Meant to Be. This one is fine for 12 and up. It is the story of Julia, who's a straight-A student and total fun nerd. And I just love this character, and I think that I was her when I was in high school. And she goes to London for spring break on a class trip. And every kid is assigned a buddy. And of course, her buddy is her nemesis, who's the class clown, Jason. And they are stuck together for this whole week and a half in London. And he sort of teaches her to lighten up a little bit. And she teaches him that it's okay to be smart and to study things and to be interested in the museums. But it is the most delightful and fun book. I just loved it. It's light. It's funny. And I would sort of describe it as Louise Renison, who wrote the, the Georgia books. If you know what I'm talking about, she's a British writer, and she wrote hilarious British books about, 10 years ago. Louise Renison meets Sarah Dessen. So if you have a kid who reads those books, this is their next book.
And it's Meant to Be by Lauren Morrill?
Yes, Lauren Morrill.
And published by Delacorte. Excellent.
Cool. All right. So next up, we have two books, both of whose authors will be joining us in Rhinebeck on December 9th at 4 o'clock. The first is Blackwood by Gwenda Bond. This is a story that's based around the disappearance of 114 people at the lost colony of Roanoke Island. So that is a thing that happened, or a legend that happened in real life. And then it's set in the present day, where 114 people vanish again, and what that means, and these two teens who decide they're going to investigate and figure out what's going on, and they find themselves wrapped up in the mystery. Gwenda, it's her first novel, but she has been writing for a long time, and we're just really excited to bring her novel to our audience of teen readers at our Hudson Valley YA Society series.
Blackwood by Gwenda Bond.
And she'll be joined by Libba Bray, who has written in a fabulous new book, The Diviners. Libba also wrote A Great and Terrible Beauty and Going Bovine. She was a Prince winner a couple years ago. And her new book, The Diviners, is wonderful. It's quite an epic book. It's quite long. It's set in the 1920s. A girl from the Midwest moves to New York City to live with her uncle, who owns a museum of the occult. And a supernatural storm is brewing. And of course, she gets wrapped up in it. It is wonderful. Great writing. scary as heck, and beautiful 1920s flapper era setting. It's just divine.
We had her on for Going Bovine. She was doing a series of stops and came in here and was delightful and very, very funny. And I read that book and it was quite good. So
yes.
Something dark and evil has awakened, the cover says. The Diviners is published by Little Brown, Libby Bray.
And cool. Lastly, I have The Raven Boys by Maggie Stiefvater. This book, I am literally 30 minutes away from finishing my audiobook of this book. I almost stayed in the car a little longer to finish it this morning. This could be my favorite YA book of the year. We'll see how the last 30 minutes of my audiobook go. But it's the story of a girl who is raised in a family of psychics.
You'll know by the time you get home, won't you?
It's true. Yeah, I will. Yeah, and okay. I'll report back on Twitter.
All right.
She's raised in a family of psychics, but she doesn't have a power of her own, only that she works as sort of a weather vane for spirits. Whenever she's around, things are amplified. So it's got that sort of psychic element going on, but also she meets up with these boys from the local boarding school who are determined to find out more about the ley lines of spirits throughout the country and where they go and waking them up and getting the spirit world more active. So she teams up with them. It's an incredible story of friendship plus the supernatural element. I can't even tell you. This book is so well written and exceptional. I only brought you exceptional books today. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We allow that. It's called The Raven Boys. It's by Scholastic Press, and it's Maggie
Stiefvater.
Stiefvater. It's Stiefvater. Stiefvater, and published by Scholastic. You know, when I go on a plane trip, or I'm on a train, or walking along a beach, the thing I'm fascinated by is to see what people are reading. Kindles and book readers have made that much more difficult.
It's true.
And I don't like that. But so I'm fascinated and have to ask you this question in the moment or two that we have left. Is there something that's really, what's the big seller early on? What are people buying?
Ooh.
What are people interested in?
There's a lot of exciting stuff going on right now. What? Oh my goodness. You're catching me off guard.
I'm sorry.
No. It's always when someone asks me what's selling that I can never tell them, even though this is what I do for my job.
When people say, who did you interview this week? I never remember. I can't come up with two names half the time. So
the John Meacham Thomas Jefferson book blew off the shelves this weekend.
Yeah, we'll have him coming up on the show. We're excited about that.
Excellent. And Barbara Kingsolver's new one and Louise Erdrich's new one are kind of the two obvious, really big fiction books for the season of the established writers. I'm excited to be at the bookstore. It is a really fun time of the year.
Some great fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. If you want to find out more information about the Oblong Books, but more importantly, there's two wonderful events coming up. One is about the Christmas Tugboat. James Ransom, who is the illustrator for that book, will be at the bookstore on Saturday the 1st at 4 o'clock in Rhinebeck. And then Gwenda Bond and Libra Bray will be at the Rhinebeck bookstore on December 9th at 4 o'clock in a dual event. You can find out more information about all these wonderful books that Susanna mentioned, all these wonderful events, and more by going to oblongbooks.com, oblongbooks.com. You can also see the complete list there, oblongbooks.com, or better yet, visit them in Rhinebeck, and then go visit them in Millerton, do the whole tour. Get your tour t-shirt. Susanna, it's always great to have you with us. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you very much, Joe,
for sharing. Appreciate it. Also, a reminder that the book list can be found at wamc.org. You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.